program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition. I'm Dr. Bugbladder.
And I'm Doc Ellis. And taking up the entire other side of your brain is Ted Man.
We're here tonight hiding in our bunker because there's just too much stressful crap going on out there.
It's a crazy world, people getting whacked out, wars, the whole deal.
So we came in here, but we felt a little guilty and thought we should bring a little piece of that crazy world in here with us to share with you.
For Radio Magic Time.
That's Ted Man we're talking about.
That's right. We've given him an entire ear this evening because we think you need more of what he's got. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself, Ted Man?
Well, I was indeed one of their inpatients at the Lymph Node Institute. I had escaped several times because the therapy and the doctors totally suck. And I have now been, as of 2 years ago, been made the mania consultant. This was shortly after Dr. Derail exploded, I heard.
No.
Dr. Derail is under deep cover on the West Coast.
Everyone should know that Ted Man is quite the bard. Not your typical Renaissance Festival type bard.
No.
But more of a Robitussin bard.
They say that a heavy metal song sounds like ish acoustically, then it's a piece of ish song. Ladies and gentlemen, let the sheet begin! I can't sing with the shit! I can't sing! I can't sing, I can't sing for the shit. No, I can't, and I can't dance, and I can't play, and I can't fly either. I'm on stage, and you're not. So come up here, try to knock me off. I'm a totally worthless piece of trash. I exist to make your life suck, and that is why you love me. I am superior to you! And there's another clue for all of us. I am the Seether and the fucking Walrus. And you people thought I was weird. Now all of you losers wish you were me. I'll never go away. I'm never gonna die. I'm forever in your head. So there's nothing you can do to stop me.
You're all fucked.
None of you deserve to worship me. Send a goddamn hell away from me. That's life. Suck my balls. I'm so pretty and yet so vacant. And my hate for yours comes totally out of it.
Why can't you all be normal like me?
Ted Man, I am the new mania consultant. How I got out of being an inpatient now suddenly is beyond me.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Alright.
I guess I just now woke up and got my coffee and...
Andy Warhol tried to make a movie of me sleeping, but it took several years and he ran out of film. He wanted to take me to court, but I fell asleep in the courtroom, so the judge sent Andy to a toy monkey, which cracked the cymbals and blew up the world. And so now everybody's sleeping.
'70s, it was Idi Amin, it was Ed Hedrum, it was Bill Clinton, I think we all know how that turned out. I think you should have been given the third term, and my toy monkey, you know, the one with the symbols and all, didn't want to work this morning. I can't see one night. Every time the toy monkey cranked his cymbals, the earth blew up. Every time. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a toy monkey. He cranked his cymbals, and the earth blew up. Later on, there was a fire at this apartment somewhere, and the kid brought his toy monkey to try to put out the fire. It cranked his cymbals, and the earth blew up again. Why he constantly does that over a monopoly-possessed toy monkey is beyond me. I mean, I would have plenty of other uses for a toy monkey, but it's hard to get a good orgasm going when the earth's blowing up constantly. Yeah, how many times does that have to happen? Oh yeah, I'm tired, all right.
I think it's been previously documented that we have clones.
Yes, it has been documented that we do have clones.
But please note, we have never cloned Ted Man, but you can't prove that.
How do I know that I'm not talking to the clones right now?
We have belly buttons.
Oh, all right.
It's a quick clone thing.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4!
This is not a remote slip-up song. I'm not repeating a single verse.
let's play some 20 questions with Ted Man. Ted Man, favorite movie?
Right now, I'd say Toxic Avenger.
Favorite song?
Sadamagogo.
You made that up.
No, that's a Guar song.
Ah, shit. Favorite color?
Green.
Who do you hate most?
There's just so many of you.
What group of people do you hate the most?
How many points would I get if I say pinks?
That's worth a lot of points on this show.
All right, then I'll say pinks.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. You win. That was the right answer. All right.
Favorite band?
Always been either Kiss or the Alice Cooper Band.
Ted Man, what do you say to people when they say, "What's wrong with you, Ted Man?"
I say, you're asking me stupid questions. And, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest band in the world, Gene, Paul, Peter, and Tommy. Unplug just like this.
I feel like dead on Saturday nights. 9 o'clock, the radio's the other line. I hear my song, it pulls.
String for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we provided Ted Man with a 5-string guitar tonight just to see if he could cope. And unfortunately, he can't.
You become Ted Man? What is there a formative event in your life that catapulted you into the mania of the reality of the present?
Yeah, one of the managers at Del Taco back in 89 kept calling me Super Ted, and I said, let's see, Super Ted Man, and that's how I eventually adopted the name Ted Man.
Was it something in the special sauce?
Well, if you'd seen how we made those refried beans, you'd be glad that it wasn't.
Is it true that in the 70s you were a blaxploitation star called Tenement Man?
Can't prove that either.
I could have sworn I saw your tattoo in a very distinctive adult film.
Which ones? One. No, you can't prove anything.
Actually, you're right. You can't prove anything. I can't prove anything. Nothing can be proved at all.
Not in the realm of Ted Man. Well, you try to measure Ted Man and he changes.
He is anamorphic?
Like the Smurfs.
Take one.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. This is the song from that psychic pimp guy who date rapes me when he was a minor, underage. It's called Pizza Boy. Everybody must get stoned. Ah, I'm bored, I'm starving, and I got more than just a few cents. I hate your stupid ass, and I'm gonna eat it at your own expense. Oh no, I'm on the phone to Pizza Hell, and you're gonna pay. I'm gonna have them send a pizza boy your way. He's gonna hack you up and chop you up in tiny bits. Oh, I can eat you up and be full of glee. Pizza Hell, Pizza Boy buries you in pepperoni. Toppings also way too sauces, mushrooms, crack cocaine, just for me. Oh, for me. Pizza Boy's coming, gonna meet your doom. He's ringing a bazooka, make your head go boom. Pizza Boy's coming and you're gonna die. You're the best dinner I've had since Terry Garcia pie. And he would ate a lot of pork.
Making Atlanta happy. How does that make you feel?
No!
Tell us, what is the psychic pimp?
Well, let's put it this way. The women you bed every night sneak out of your beds under post-hypnotic suggestion, go to the nearest corner, and put out to anybody who comes up to them. And then they give all the money to me. All of it. And this is a worldwide thing. All your women. Women everywhere, money, me, money.
Well,
that's a pretty good superpower right there.
And a pretty good straight explanation of the whole psychic pimp thing.
Superman is nothing on me.
That's true, although Superman can see right through you.
Superman on the bottom, Lois Lane in the middle, Batman on top, bukkake sauce everywhere.
Fuck that! Ten Man, we lock you up on our bunker, we stick a microphone down your throat, and you talk this kind of trash, way to repay the Institute.
It's not my fault Lois Lane is a slut. Talk to you. Honest. See the nice man with the bullhorn? Please don't shoot at him. Now see what you've done. We're coming after you now. We're gonna shoot all four of you. We don't care if you're the son of Saddam. In fact, that's why we're going to shoot you. Saddam doesn't deserve kids. Because you both suck.
Ah! Don't shoot us! Ah! Ow, my beard! Ow, my bald head! Ow! My dick!
Ow, my pussy! Oh, there goes them.
See, I'm lying in a pile, on their faces, painted smiles. Lying there and being smelly, who is oozing out my jelly? I, how can I say I have been slain? Chugging plates, wall on fire, I'm stuck in a deck on my shooting counts, see, I'm fun. Topping counts is also fun. I, how can I say I have been slain? See, I'm just watching bleed, dying from my happy need. I know mommy wasn't well, and if I cast an evil spell, make that girl do my chest and pay the teeth further. I should not escape a hero till the country, and I fear.
I see it ringing in its gas, because the ones are trying to flee. Oh, that's where all the jokes are going to rain. I'll focus on
Gong Show wouldn't have gonged that.
Gong Show might have gonged it.
It's hard to really rock out in a bunker when it's you and two other guys. Unless it's a different kind of rocking out.
Here's my tits. Alright, so, yeah, let's talk about Ted Mann.
Ted Mann, you served in the armed forces, which may surprise many, including me.
I'm more surprised than the rest of you. That was not supposed to happen to me, but it did.
Court order?
You can't prove anything.
Of course, you were under deep cover for the Institute, but you and all of us have forgotten what the hell your mission was supposed to be.
Drive forklifts.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, and I noticed that in the recent skirmishes overseas, they didn't call you into active duty.
That will be a question in my head forever and ever. Why they never called me overseas. I'll never understand that for the life of me.
Were you a B student?
I graduated high school by the skin of my teeth. 2.33 grade point average.
So that's overseas.
Barely.
Where a hobby's not a lifestyle and the genre doesn't suck. Still, I love to watch you follow your heroes to the grave. Yeah, even your Jerry Garcia's gratefully dead. I'm sorry, that wasn't me that killed him. It's kind of a heart attack or a heroin OD or whatever it was that caused it.
On the air here. Please tell us, if you will, who we have on the air here.
This is Ted Mann. He's actually the most notorious face in inpatient.
Hey, drink it.
Really, pretty unpredictable in general, and he found out about the end of the world and whatnot. He's trying to verify it wasn't certainly delusion. So he's checking in with his doctor, and I'm not prepared at this point to help him, so I'm just going to let him vent a little. Please,
Batman,
carry on.
It's T. I made it myself.
Okay, it's T?
It's T. I've made... Oh, Aunt Jezebel? Huh?
I'm sorry, your aunt is not here presently.
Oh, hi. How you doing? Wow. Then who is this? Hold on, I'm on the phone here. Who is this?
This is one of the Lymph Node Institute doctors.
Have you had
your full measure of medicine this evening?
I OD'd several times.
That's not what we asked. Okay, did you take the correct medication though?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm on it right now.
You're on it now?
Always. 24/7.
Well, that's, tell us, now that we are quickly approaching X Day, what are your plans for the rupture? I mean, we're, you know, it's coming up on 2:30 now.
Uh-huh.
And...
One time zone removed.
Oh, indeed.
He gets an hour up on us. He gets 1 hour up.
Get that tea out of there. I don't want to see that. You don't want to know what he's doing.
Who's that?
He's my friend. He's my special friend. I call him, what's his name? He says he comes from Mars.
You have a special friend from Mars?
He came down onto the roof of the observatory with his, in his spaceship.
Oh, yeah? When did this happen?
Like about, an hour ago. They said something about, taking over.
I gotta warn you, that's a few hours early. I don't know if you should trust that particular alien, Ted Man.
He's nice. I mean, I don't know what he's doing with that. Okay, I don't want to see. I don't even want to know what he is doing with that. That's nasty. I can't say it, but.
What does he have?
What did he have?
Yeah. Fill us in just a little bit here.
Okay, what we got here is a tea drinking green. Looking person here. He's got a big head.
Uh-huh.
And some weird looking space suit.
Okay.
Or it could be the medication taking effect.
And which do you think it is? Doctors, which is he actually seeing this? Or is this the medication kicking in?
You know, the case history with this particular patient is pretty extreme. It's really difficult to say without a hands-on. The fact that he's not in the institute right now. Being an inpatient, you know, he escaped recently, and I just don't know if it's the medication, if it could be going on. It's hard to tell.
Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the observatory. I'm escape? Well, that's a good idea. Well, wait a minute. I'm actually, well, my girl is, she's in bed right now. I don't know if I can say her name over the phone, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
Her name is,
Is it Pee-Pee again?
Pee-Pee, yes.
Pee-Pee Schlongstockings?
Schlongstockings.
Oh, my.
She is, in bed.
Geographically, what area are you in?
Geographically, I'm in the observatory. See, we were looking at the, stars and the planets earlier, me, and then my friend came down. He said that, I was gonna be his, next in command or something.
Well, very good, very good. As long as these aren't delusions of grandeur on your part, you're actually in a pretty good position for the rupture.
Actually, I'm ready to kick everyone's butt.
Excellent, excellent. What position are you in specifically?
What position? What position does he want me in?
Well, you should ask your special friend, perhaps, Ted Man.
Yes, ask your special friend which he prefers.
Okay,
What position? Do you want to be on the top or the bottom?
He wants to do it like,
Perhaps we really don't need to hear this.
I don't even want to discuss him either.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Perhaps this is something that you and your special friend need to do in the privacy of your own observatory.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Okay, well, sure.
Got some looking big gun here.
Yeah, I mean, looks like a gun. How pointed at you, is it, Ted Man?
Looks like a gun.
It's attached to his body.
It's got like some, no.
It's not attached to his body.
Yeah, the holster. It's like some, Whoa!
What was that?
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm okay.
Hold on, I think we might be pulling our legs.
Blew up that big telescope thing, and,
this is expensive therapy, Ted Man.
And so gas pieces are flying everywhere. Can you hear me?
Specifically, look, are you going to go off with your special friend now, or are you going to wait until the exist aliens arrive at 7 a.m.
I see
your
time? Whole bunch of them now, now that the telescope's gone, and I see actually a whole bunch of ships on the way.
Well, see, there's a serious problem with that. They're early. Don't trust them.
Oh, boy.
Ted Man, get out of there.
He's walking towards me with that thing. I'm okay.
Okay,
I'm
look,
done.
Find
I'm
one of the nurses
here.
And get back to your room. You can bring your special friend.
See you in the Twilight Zone. Bye!
I think that might be it.
Well.
Hey, Ted Man, I am the media consultant.
Thank you.
Subjected you to Ted Man this evening because we just don't think you're aware of Ted Man. You have to embrace the Ted Man.
Bob has sent you Ted Man.
He's almost like Bob's disciple, and because he knows so little about Bob, it makes it more appropriate that he would be.
When the word of Bob comes to you, it will come from the mouth of one who knows nothing of Bob.
We've chained Ted Man here to do exactly that.
Honestly, we were debating this. This was going to be our big divination show, and we were going to cut Ted Man open and try to read his entrails.
But it turned out that he's the psychic pimp, and if we wanted to actually have a divination show, we should just talk to Ted Man.
Exactly. Far easier, and not as hard on the bunker.
It's more fun, too.
For you.
The listener, not Ted Man.
Right.
That's fun for me.
We have the tools, Ted. Don't make us use them.
I like being tied up. And all yes, right. Please use them.
I have a quintet of peni.
Thank you for listening. You've heard I Can't Sing Unplugged.
By Bob Dylan. Wait, no, that's me.
This is not a Ramones ripoff song.
By me.
Ted Man covering King of the Nighttime World by Kiss. And a little bit of Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
Pizza Boy.
By me. Bob Dylan.
Spider.
By me.
He covered...
Dead Clowns.
Dead Clowns.
Dead Clowns by a throbbing member, which Ted Man played bass for.
Arg.
By me.
Earth Gun.
By me.
You can't find those songs anywhere.
Also, if you're very good, you can see me at the Big Chicken every Saturday night. If you're really good, you'll get to see me in a thong. I'm the annoying guy wearing the Ramones t-shirt, always inviting everybody to the orgy at my house, but nobody seems to want to come. Until I get a full crowd there, I'm going to keep passing out invitations every Saturday night.
And while you're enjoying Ted Mann's sex slave epic,
if you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
Her dream came true, and I watched her slowly lose
everybody who wanted her. Wired on Sunday, which they sat in on the tail. Dying from drinking chemicals, we lose our heads temporarily. She knew everybody who had each other to turn to. Do you want to cry or fight? But the pain is too much for her to bear. Slowly watching helplessly as she slits her wrist.
School, coming home, goofing around.
What will happen to your routine when it all comes down at once?
Don't you feel responsible for trying to help this endangered planet?
No.
Good.
Bob can show you that
the fact is, it's too late.
Things are going to hell on a fast train, and about the only thing you
can do about it is to just sit back and watch the show.
But remember,
the end of the world may be much worse and take much longer than you thought.
Will you be ready?
Will you still be sane enough to laugh?
When that which must come to pass comes to pass?
Yes! And J.R. Bob Dobbs can show you how. The Hour of Slack, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Tired of sitting at the all-night Jell-O store and yarn shop?
Look at him jiggle.
Don't get caught poking the desiccated corpse of your own personal Dobbs.
Bolster your subgenius credentials with Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse
every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will guide you through the
Audio Hall of Mirrors.
Or the increasingly competent doctors of the Lymph Node Institute strap you into the radio coaster and away you go. Thrill to the antics of our lovable hobo mimes. Guess Bob's weight and win a voodoo Cupid doll. Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse. Like a suppository for your ears.
Ooh, my brain is tingling.
That means it's working.
We're a trough and you're a dirty horse.
You got a real purty mouth, Atlanta. Drink it, you dirty horse.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Now in stereo!
Saturday night!
J.R. Bob Dobbs pops his clutch and tells Atlanta,
"Eat my slack!"
The time control trials begin at midnight every Saturday night
with Reverend Ivan Stang and the rip-snorting nitro-fueled monsters of the Church of the Sub-Genius.
Then, before the carnage can be cleared off the track, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse roars in at 1 a.m. to
finish off the survivors
with a tag team straight from the bad side of hell. The
schizophrenic
Reverend Susie the Floozy
and the dangerously inscrutable doctors of the Lymph Node Institute. So be there!
Or be boiled in your own fat.
91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Ta-da!